This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. With Memorial Day coming soon, and 2017 being the 100th anniversary of our entry into World War I, I've been reading some of the short biographies of Rose Oconee servicemen killed in action in that war. Today's first story is about Andrew O. Matson. His nephew, Les Matson, contributed the photo used in the Book of Honor, compiled by the Veterans Memorial Park Committee in 1992. Andrew Olaf Matson was born in Jämtland, Sweden, and was 27 years old. He came to this country with his parents at an early age and lived with his parents at Swift until called into the war in one of the first contingents. Andrew's parents were advised in October 1918 that their son was wounded. In October 1919, they received information which was reported in the Warwood Pioneer. Andrew Olaf Matson fell in battle. The doubt which has existed as to the fate of Andrew Olaf Matson, soldier, son of Mr. and Mrs. Eric Matson of Swift, came to an end this week when Mr. Matson received from the government 11 months' payment on his policy of $10,000, together with the information that he had been killed in battle at some time between October 1st and October 12th, 1918. The exact date and place seems to be unknown, but the dates coincide with the beginning of the big drive of the American Army into the Argonne Forest, where the casualties were very heavy. He was reported as missing, and until the prisoners taken by the Germans had all been checked over, there was hope that he might be still among the living. On October 23, 1919, membership of American Legion Post at Warwood promptly decided to name the post the Andrew Olaf Matson Post in honor of the local soldier who lost his life in battle. The American Legion Post in Roseau was named for Caleb E. Lindquist, another serviceman who lost his life in the same war. His story in the Veterans Book of Honor had contributions from nephews Steve and Paul Lindquist from Hacienda Heights, California, as well as from the Times region. Here is his story. Caleb Emanuel Lindquist, born in Örebro, Sweden, on July 23, 1893, came to the United States in the spring of 1913. He located in Rosa with a brother who had come earlier. Caleb was a quiet, well-liked young man who counted everyone his friend. He learned to speak English on the job, but never lost his thick Scandinavian brogue. He walked with a distinct, lumbering gait. Prior to coming to America, he had served in the Swedish Army. He never married. When the United States declared its stance in the First World War, Caleb was not a citizen. The war was not his. He could have declared himself ineligible for the U.S. military, but his friends were being called up and he wanted to be with them. He also felt a responsibility to do his share as a future citizen of this great land. Therefore, Caleb volunteered at the height of the need for men. Because of urgent need for immediate replacements in Europe due to many casualties and injuries, Caleb was given a short basic training course and sent directly to France without furlough. He was killed in action shortly after his arrival. Caleb's brother in Roseau, concerned with the lack of news from his brother, contacted his congressman by telegram to see if he could find any information about Caleb. In response, a cablegram from a field location in France to Congressman Halvor Stenersen, M.C., Washington, reported the following. Private Caleb E. Lindquist, Company K, 139th Infantry, reported by company commander as slightly wounded October 8th. No further report received until Graves Registration Service reported him buried. Cemetery 1009, Grave 11, Plot 1, American Battle Area. Cemetery, Balney Department, Meuse. Every effort being made to ascertain full particulars. Signed by Pershing. In 1918, the governor of Minnesota posthumously awarded Caleb a plaque in commendation for his selfless service as a volunteer in the fight against world domination by dictatorial powers. In 1921, Caleb's body was returned to the United States for burial with full military honors at Hope Cemetery in Roseau. He was survived by one brother in Roseau and four in Sweden. When the American Legion was chartered in Roseau shortly after the First World War, many families who had lost sons in the war asked to have them considered for the name of the post. The charter members chose Caleb E. Lindquist as the name for their post because they felt he best described the character of those who seek freedom, even at the cost of their lives. Thank you to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.